This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's Friday. Hello, already May 4th. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. That's when everybody's head sinks in the sand, in case you didn't know that. We'll talk about how that food connection works and the celebration and the ooh-ha, ooh-la-la. Now, there are a lot of things that that you can do on the 5th of May. A lot of things you can do today, like pay attention to us, and we'll pay attention to you on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We'll start out with Victoria grazing through some of the things that we can grind up that are trending. So what are we grinding on?
Well, there's hasn't been a really good 24 hours for people in Hawaii. They have evacuations after hundreds of minor earthquakes have set off a volcano. And the video footage, the aerial footage, is kind of crazy as the lava has been creeping towards the bottom of this volcanic park where 1,700 people live in like a little development. And they've all been evacuated. And the governor has issued a state of emergency and has activated the National Guard to help people evacuate, and it's mandatory now because the lava keeps creeping towards the residential areas.
Which island is it, Victoria?
It is, I believe it's on the Big Island. It's the Leilani Estates. It is, they call it the Kila, I can never say Hawaiian words, but Kilauea volcano. Does that sound
Sorry, right? Yes.
Yeah, that's the main volcano that they say is very active, but it has not had this much, it hasn't come this close to residential areas in a really long time, but they say it was set off by these hundreds of minor earthquakes that have happened. Mm-hmm. Yesterday there was a 5.0, that was the big one, and then it's been followed by hundreds of 2.5 and 3.0 earthquakes, so definitely keeping thoughts and prayers in our hearts for everybody who's evacuating and potentially losing property, too.
So the good news from this is that they can grow a lot of flowers for books with the volcanic ash that comes
out of the soil.
Right. It's great things for the soil eventually. A little uncomfortable at the moment, but yeah.
And then the other big trending story is in Vegas, the Metropolitan Police Department have released body cam footage of the moment after police broke down the door into the Vegas shooter's hotel room. He was already dead, and so they're basically, the footage doesn't really show much. It's just them kind of breaking down the door and then wandering around the hotel room, taking an assessment of how many weapons were there. Apparently he died self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officers are talking about it together. But a lot of people on social media are saying, how come this footage has taken so long to become public, and where was this in the very beginning of the investigation? The footage was actually only released as part of a lawsuit brought by multiple news organizations who were seeking the release of the 911 recordings and body cam footage and documents related to the shooting, because the Metropolitan Police in Las Vegas, for whatever reason, and I know we've talked about it here, some maybe conspiracy theories, but there's just been such a lack of information released to the public over this. And now this doesn't really add a whole lot, except that the shooter was dead by the time that the officers entered the room. And that's pretty much the only thing that can be confirmed from it.
See, I actually had heard part of the footage was the police officer saying, is this the only one? And one of the police officers said, well, it looks like this is the only shooter. And other police officers entering the room said something to the effect of, why are we getting multiple phone calls then? What about the other phone calls? Which kind of feeds into some of the conspiracy theorists out there who thought maybe there could have been more than one shooter.
Well, yeah, and then they also, I think in the same recording, responded and said, I think that people are just panicking and calling.
Yeah.
Which which would make sense if there's that many gunshots going out. I can imagine in a situation of panic that you might say, oh, my God, there's a ton of people shooting at us when maybe there's only one.
But, well, and also the acoustics of the way it happened, all the witnesses say that it just sounded like gunshots were coming from every direction. So it would feed into the theory that there were multiple shooters because just the way the sound was bouncing off of that section in between the buildings, it also makes sense that people might say, you know, there was a shooter in all directions.
The video footage, this video cam stuff is good and bad. It's wonderful if it's working, but the police officers have too many opportunities to mess with it. And so it is, when it's there, it's reliable. But there are those, as we know, we've seen how many times, where the footage either isn't there, irrelevant, or the operation of the cams, body cams or the car cams, are messed with. So from that comes my question. I wonder how many of you saw the footage yesterday of the police officer kicking the black man in the head.
Ugh.
Did you see that?
No, but it's... No, I didn't, but... Ugh.
I just...
That's how I feel.
What was the situation going on? I mean, obviously he wasn't just walking down the street.
I saw it. There was a local news. Well, there's no such thing anymore as local news, really. All these people on these channels in all the cities think that they're NBC and CBS and ABC, so they use all their newscasts are mostly the kinds of stuff that we talk about here, exaggerated, inflated, fear, built, and the worst of everything. But is it important for us to know these things? In this circumstance, I can't make up my mind. And I wouldn't probably have mentioned it at all, except that it was so obvious what was going on. There's some kind of confrontation, and a white police officer, I think, I couldn't tell what the skin color was of the officer who has this suspect on the ground. And there are three or four police officers who come into the picture, including one who comes in and kicks this guy's head like it was a football. And so I just, at that point, I clicked on the station because I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to have any more information other than that. But it was some altercation took place yesterday or the day before. And so I asked the question because normally you guys pay more attention to that stuff than I do, because I shut it out of my reality, and it's a part of reality. And then I think to myself, is it really real? And do we learn that things from looking at movies like Atomic Blonde or any of the other movies that are around where everybody's getting beaten to a pulp and then they get up and walk away? That just doesn't happen in real life. I can't imagine how that guy's even still alive, watching the way this police officer came into this footage from the right to the left. He kicks the guy in the head, and then he turns around and he jumps on top of him with the other guy who's trying to put the cuffs on him. Now, he may have been resisting arrest. I don't know, but I can't imagine that it's appropriate. And people say, well, you don't know what it's like to be a police officer. You know what? If that's what it's like to be a police officer in whatever that jurisdiction is, I don't want to. You're right. I don't want to know what the circumstances are. I see that kind of stuff, and we go back and forth the stories about black people at Waffle House, and this week the story from Philadelphia, where you remember those two black men who were arrested at the Starbucks there. The announcement was made by Starbucks that they are going to... Starbucks is going to give a $200,000, some sort of $200,000 gift to encourage young entrepreneurs, some outfit that's doing that. The agreement with Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson, Starbucks doesn't say, nor do they, what the real agreement is because it was marked confidential. They agree to work to develop specific actions and opportunities for people, young entrepreneurs, and the assumption here is that they're black. The two men give input to Eric Holder, who is working with Starbucks in its diversity efforts. Both these fellows reached an agreement with the city for a dollar each. The men working with the city and a nonprofit to develop criteria
and award that $200,000 grant, establishing a pilot curriculum for public high school students to develop the skills necessary to pursue their dream of being entrepreneurs. So is that paying them off? It's a settlement anyway. It's certainly Starbucks. There's been a lot of talk about this. So it isn't just in this prejudice that we see, hear, and feel is not just in the public sector. It's in the private sector as well. And one wonders, people say, well, they deserve it because of the way other people that look like them have conducted themselves with drugs and, you know, being criminals and all of that stuff. How do you say things like that? How do you think that way? Just because you're black, then you're going to do what the other guy did that was black? I would say, okay, so all white people are guilty of the same kind of stuff because far more white people are involved. Yeah, there are far more white people in the country than there are black people. But this kind of stuff, how do you stay as a progressive, forward-looking and reaching country if you can't deal with this stuff? And I mean deal. That doesn't mean close your eyes and expect it to go away, because there are situations where people really are lawbreakers and really do need to be taken down. But do you come into the scenario, guys wrestling somebody to the ground and crack his head with your shoe like it was a football? I can't see that. Okay. I guess I've said what was on my mind. I don't know what the rest of you have to think. We have a diverse country. We have a lot of people from a lot of places with a lot of experiences that do a lot of different things that are not mainstream. Does that mean we shun them? Does that mean we throw them away? Here's a transgender inmate who was raped at a men's prison after a judge threw out her request to block corrections officers from keeping her in a disciplinary unit. She was threatened, harassed, assaulted. And you can imagine this happening in a prison. Somebody was menacing her, and she got her lawyer to go to the judge, and the judge said, forget it. The lawsuit was filed against the corrections agency back last summer, saying that the system was discriminatory and dangerous for transgender offenders. I'm betting there are people who are listening to us right now who are saying, yeah, she got what she deserved, or it got what it deserved, or he got what it deserved.
I don't think she got what she deserved, but is she supposed to be in a women's prison?
That's a good question. Why is she? Why did the judge ignore the request?
It's the question.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of where she's supposed to be, I think it should still be taken seriously if you're being, in prison for something. But but what I'm saying is if you're being harassed by other inmates and guards, then someone should be taking that seriously so that you don't end up dead or raped. Mm-hmm. And obviously, obviously the judge and the judicial system is not taking that seriously, which I think is an issue, regardless of what prison you're in.
Yeah. All right, well, it's food for thought. I want to wrap up all the bad stuff and throw it away before we get done here. The good stuff is that Mother's Day is a week from Sunday. Mother's Day coming up quickly. Don't hit the panic button. Don't wait till the last minute. Right now, on your mark, get ready, get set, go to Bouqs.com, Bouqs.com. You ladies have I got a bunch of tulips that are beginning to open up. They were ready for exposure. It's been very warm here in the Northeast, so I left the window open in my studio, and I put the tulips right by the window. They got sunshine, yes, they got lots of water, and they look magnificent. You can get whatever you want. You can choose whatever you want. Go to the website, Bouqs, Bouqs.com. You get an extra 15% off. The deals are great to begin with, but when you enter Doug in the code, you get another 15% off. Bouqs.com. For the flowers that come from farms that are specially picked, growing flowers, no middleman, comes right from the farm to you. So fresh, so wonderful, you will enjoy the rewards you get for showing Mom how much you care. Artisan designed flowers from the Bouqs. Bouqs.com. 15% off when you enter Doug in the code. 15% Doug at Bouqs.com.
What if it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Change after the hour on the DJV show. Hi, presenting conversation that'll bring you into the day. Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the Friday program. Netflix has put up an interesting version. They're calling it a remix of Arrested Development Season 4, which premieres today. The creator announced that he had decided to recut the show's fourth season. Why would that, the original, whatever they were doing first, changed? Each episode is focusing on a single character and replacing it with a version that intercuts all the characters' stories chronologically. Isn't that interesting that you can do that? They have so much material that they can edit around what they were doing before. The new version on Netflix is being released today. The creator is Mitch Hurwitz. He announced that the new season would be called Arrested Development Season 4 Remix, Fateful Consequences. How many people here are fans of Arrested Development? Seems to me we've talked about this.
Season. It's got a cult following for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
I haven't seen it, but people always tell me I would like it. So I might actually start watching it all on Netflix.
What was it about? It was on Fox in 2006.
It's about a family, right?
Yeah, kind of a dysfunctional family from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's a comedy, kind of a quirky, weird family.
So they've just taken old stuff. There were 22 episodes, and they made 15 out of them, but a completely different derivative. It actually creatively sounds like a pretty interesting idea. You could do that with movies too. Could take a movie and make a TV show out of it. If you read with all the most of the movies have four times as much footage as they use to make the movie. You know that, right? When making a movie or even a TV show, the different shots, things that get in to the movie, things that don't make it into the movie. The possibilities here are, for using that idea anyway, seem rather interesting. All right, so I thought I'd point that out. For those of you who are fans of Arrested Development, you can get the revival starting today at Netflix. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what do we have today, tonight, the weekend to look forward to television-wise?
Big weekend. First of all, on Blind Spot, they're still plugging away on NBC on Friday nights at 8. I started out really liking the show and just kind of lost track because of my time restrictions. But apparently, tonight's guest star is Bill Nye. It's going to be revealed
who lives in our sales department.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Uh-huh. And it'll be revealed that he's actually the father of one of the characters on the show, which is kind of funny. Blind Spot at 8 o'clock. It's usually a serious show. So to have that,
I've seen it.
Levity is fun.
It's an interesting. I haven't seen it enough to know what the real plot is, but I've seen it in the last four or five Fridays, and it's an interesting sort of mix of family stuff and
hidden
intriguing
secrets
stories.
And mysteries. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
MacGyver has their season finale tonight on CBS. That's at 8 o'clock. America Divided is premiering. It's a season premiere on Epix. It's four new episodes of this docuseries that go into hot button issues, including tonight's episode with your favorite. You liked her arms. I remember Gretchen Carlson, who was the ex-Fox News anchor who helped expose the sexual misconduct at the cable network. That'll start at 9 o'clock on Epix. There's a new MasterChef Junior on Fox. Alaska's Grizzly Gauntlet on National Geographic Wild. That's at 9 o'clock. Over the weekend, this one I think you guys will all like. HBO will air at 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be a fun night of music. A lot of performers. Howard Stern will be introducing Bon Jovi.
You said that Saturday or Sunday?
That is Saturday on HBO. And then, of course, the Kentucky Derby this weekend, this Saturday on NBC.
More on the Kentucky Derby coming up right after we have our bottom of the hour retake from some of your local stations, or actually all your local stations. 28 past the hour now.
This Stroke Awareness Month, tune into AFib, an educational campaign from the Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer Alliance, the National Stroke Association, and iHeartMedia, asks people to tune into atrial fibrillation not caused by a heart valve problem and take note of the AFib stroke risk connection. Dr. David Frankel, cardiac electrophysiologist at Penn Medicine, explains.
In 2017, nearly 7 million Americans were estimated to have this type of AFib, an irregular heartbeat that increases the risk of having a stroke by 5 times. Because strokes caused by AFib tend to be more severe and more likely to be fatal than strokes not caused by this condition, it's important for people living with AFib to talk to their doctor about how to reduce stroke risk.
Show your support this month by visiting tuneintoafib.com to test your AFib stroke risk knowledge. For every quiz completed, $1 will be donated to the National Stroke Association, up to $30,000.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right. The second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four after the hour now on the Friday, May 4th. This is May the 4th be with you day. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Sunday is National Naked Gardening Day. So a lot of big things going on this weekend. I'm excited. I'm not excited about actually, I'm excited because I'm picking up a new dog later today.
Yay!
And many of you have been kind enough to view. We're not going to keep her name Princess. There were a couple of different alternatives that we'll talk about, and I want the ladies to weigh in on this and see what name they think is best, but there are lots and lots of suggestions. Kind of cool. Facebook.com/ the DJV show. Facebook.com DJV show. Picture of a dog who's now called Princess, but I don't think that fits on the farm. I've had one Princess, more than one, I guess, in my life. And I think that she
you can
has
call her Princess Leia.
No.
I kind of like, I just like more human names for animals. I don't know.
Yeah. Actually, because my friend Chris Waltz died yesterday, I was thinking of a name that was built on that, like Christy May or something, but it doesn't flow off of your tongue.
Plus,
the way
I don't
Daisy
know about naming it after someone who's passed away. That's kind of
yeah.
Give your dog something new.
Yes. Well,
what does
talk
she
about
look
that.
Like? I think that's
Daisy May.
Thing.
That's the one.
She kind of does look like a Daisy May.
He keeps pretending, but Daisy May was the first thing that popped in my head, and
so obviously we should go for that then.
Yeah. Right. But it's so funny that bulldogs always end up with flower names, because when my friend had, when she got her puppy, she rescued a bulldog puppy, and she did the same thing. She put the picture up online, and every name that was suggested was a flower, like daffodil and petunia and all this
stuff.
Oh, yeah,
we've had petunias. We've got daisies.
It's so
weird.
Well, that's right. You weren't here, Victoria, yesterday.
Yeah, because she's got a flower on her head, so that's what she looks like.
So, Victoria, go look at the picture. Facebook.com.
I saw the picture in the email that you sent, and she's adorable. I love her eyes. She's just got these gorgeous eyes.
Fabulous.
What I would say, though, what I always think is good, and this is actually what a couple people suggested, is that when you get her, see what she's attracted to.
Yeah.
See what she goes to first on the farm. If she runs to a daisy, then you know it's meant to be. If she runs to a rose, then, you know, Rosie. Okay. I also saw Dolly, which I thought was kind of cute.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's cute.
Dolly is, yeah. Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about some of the names that have been suggested in a few minutes. I do want to talk about the Kentucky Derby some more. In fact, this is a big event on television that lasts 2 minutes. One of the largest horse races in the country. And so part of the thing about going to the Kentucky Derby is a warning. Here we go. There's always good mixed with bad. Can we find anything that's going on that doesn't have some negative hook to it? There apparently is a problem with hepatitis A in that area. Indiana public health officials this week issuing a warning that those traveling to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby ought to be sure they've gotten a hepatitis A shot vaccine. Kentucky, one of several states in the middle of a hepatitis A outbreak spread by contaminated fecal matter. 400 cases and 3 people have died in the last few months. Outbreaks of this virus, which is preventable thanks to an effective vaccine, have infected homeless and drug-using populations in Kentucky and Michigan and California. Hepatitis A infections up 85% compared to the same time last year. Hundreds of cases, according to the Center for Disease Control. And last year was a year of elevated infection rates, up 48% from the year before. Indiana public health officials releasing a statement from the Department of Health that urged Hoosiers to get vaccinated if they plan on going to states with popular tourist events coming up, experiencing outbreaks highlighting this sort of thing. But when you talk about fecal matter, the immediate assumption is that it's horse poop, that you're around a lot of horse poop because you're around a lot of horses. But that isn't at all. This is human fecal matter. And it is spread in circumstances where there are homeless. So my wonder is, are there a lot of homeless living around where the Kentucky Derby takes place? Why the Kentucky Derby specifically getting this warning, or people going to Kentucky by itself?
Well, I think it's because it's prevalent in Kentucky right now, but because all these tourists are going to be descending upon Churchill Downs, I think it's really that's the real risk. Is just there's so many people that are going to be in one area. I think they're worried that it could spread.
Yeah.
But isn't this the same type of hepatitis? Was it San Diego that had a really bad outbreak
because of the homeless population?
Yeah.
It is always connected to the homeless, it would seem. So, anyway, what else? The Kentucky Derby, the longest-running sporting event in our country, started in 1875. And most people wonder about the hats that are associated with the Kentucky Derby. Those started about 60 years ago. The top hats and very formal at the original Kentucky Derbies. But television gave women a reason to stand out, so that's when the new extravagant hats became part of the deal. What, like the one that Mrs. Trump wore? Is that something that you'd wear there?
They go even fancier.
Flowers. Yeah, you need flowers and some net to hang off that thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a start.
Right.
You need a glue gun and some embellishment.
It looks like an art project.
So
but
they
look more like the ones that, you know, those two princesses, Fergie's daughters, that wear those ridiculous fascinators.
It's kind of what evil stepsisters.
They totally do. Oh, God, those girls. They need a makeover. But, yeah, that's kind of the hat wear that you see a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of drinking that goes on, bourbon and whiskey. Or
mint
bourbon
juleps,
and
right?
Yeah, a lot of mint juleps. All right. And so how does that work in the middle of the day if it's hot? You get drunk easier? Seriously. When it's hot, don't you get looped faster if it's hot? And it's supposed to be hot and humid there.
Yeah, and you can get drunk faster during the day even if it's not hot because the enzymes in your system that breaks down alcohol, it actually biologically doesn't kick in until more towards the nighttime. Uh-huh. So that's why day drinking is always, it doesn't end well. For a lot of people.
Daydreaming. Like thinking of the old Love and Spoonful song. Daydreaming. Maybe we change it to day drinking. Maybe not. Friday the 4th. May the 4th be with you. This is the anniversary in 1977 of the release of the first Star Wars movie. Thus, people have fun with the 4th. May the 4th be with you. What else is... What's happening today as people are anticipating? I think it's 2 weeks from this weekend that the next Star Wars movie comes out. So, is that...
Already? True?
Yeah. Right.
The Han Solo one.
Han Solo movie when he was a kid.
I might see that.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be good.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks like it'd be good. They've done a nice job bringing that around and taking different stories, and but people know what to expect, and they go and get satisfied. It's like going to a James Bond movie or Mission Impossible or Star Wars. If you get what you expect, and... So those sorts of things can go on and on and on and on. I think the public's appetite for that sort of thing is bigger than seeing all of these crazy Marvel comic book characters doing the same blow up. Is that just me?
Or I think that might be you.
Okay. So what is May the 4th be with you? What else happens in regard to that today? Anybody?
Well,
no?
On social media, lots of tributes to Carrie Fisher and and just, in general, people just sharing excitement for the next Han Solo movie that's coming out. And just in general, I think for the franchise has been rebooted in such a huge way.
Yeah,
that
Disney bought all the stuff from Lucas.
Yeah.
And
so I don't know that anyone ever anticipated it would be back in such a major way, though.
Well, it's fun. Here's, I just went to my Fandango account. Tickets on sale today for Solo Star Wars in theaters May 25th. So 3 weeks from today. All right, so that's what you can do today if you're interested in the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Sunday is National Naked Gardening Day. So how are you going to celebrate that, Victoria?
Drop a trowel.
The only way you can.
Actually, that's always... I don't often think of naked and gardening together, but it does remind me when my friend was in medical school, there was a guy who came in who, no joke, he came into the emergency room when she was doing her residency, and he had a carrot stuck up his butt, and they actually asked him, like, okay, what were you doing? And no joke, he said gardening. And then she reminded him that carrots don't grow up, they grow down. And it was like a whole thing in
really?
The car. Oh, yeah. She said in her career, like, that's still the funniest thing she's ever encountered.
Yeah. And did that happen on National Naked Gardening Day?
I don't know, but
that's what started the guy wish that it had.
Yeah.
It's like the lady who said to the police officer that the window must have been open and the cocaine must have just blown into
I hate when that happens.
All right, and also Cinco de Mayo. This is a big weekend. Lots of things going on here. The tradition for the 5th of May. This is an Hispanic event, right? Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. It is a total American event. It's when every Yahoo goes to El Torito and gets drunk on margaritas in celebration of Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
I was actually listening to something that was kind of explaining the history of it earlier today, and I think a lot of Americans think of it as like a Mexican 4th of July, but I guess it's actually during the Civil War in America, the French were mad because they couldn't get cotton from the South anymore because they were in the middle of fighting. So they went to Mexico to try and, I don't know, I guess they had some debt to fight out with Mexico, but they were also trying to get something started so they could keep getting cotton from the South. And so the Mexicans fought them, won, And so only this one town, I think it's Pueblo in Mexico, is they're like the only ones who celebrate Cinco de Mayo because they're the one, that's where the fighting took
place. So they're only town in Mexico then.
Yeah, yeah, and right. But Americans all celebrate it because they just want a reason to drink tequila and eat tacos. Americans will take any opportunity to drink alcohol and eat food.
What does tequila taste like? Is it just sweet? I've heard that it was kind of sweet.
You would not like it.
I would. Because?
It's not because sweet. It's only sweet at all. It's in a margarita, it's sweet.
And it's strong. You would definitely, if you took just a shot of tequila, you'd go, ooh.
I think you'd do more than that. I think you'd be lying on the floor making that noise.
Huh. All right,
have you ever had a margarita?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I have.
I feel like it's embarrassing.
It is.
No. Thank you.
How did you
no
make it through college?
Like,
how did you just make it
college?
Through life?
No, I just,
life.
I drank once. What do you mean you get a life? I have to drink to get a life?
No, I said, how'd you make it through life? Like, I just don't understand.
The same way I make it through life now, by not being the same as everybody else. I have to drink tequila for it.
Well, margaritas are a pretty enjoyable part of life, so.
Right. Well, for you they are, I get that. But for me, maybe not so much. There's no Cinco de Mayo party complete without chips and guacamole. Here's the scoop from Andy Solomon.
The Geek Out. Historically, manual modes of transportation have all had the motorized treatment applied in some form or fashion, and sometimes it's been successful and sometimes not. But a company called Boosted has been working to build and sell motorized skateboards of high quality. They recently revealed a new line of four different variations of their boards in a long and short version. The top model, the Stealth, can hit 24 miles an hour and has a 14-mile range, and the entry model, the Mini S, hits 18 miles an hour with a 7-mile range. Now, Boosted considers their products legitimate modes of transportation, not toys, and the pricing agrees with that because they start at $750 and top out at $1,600.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Tostitos and Sabra want to be the star of your Cinco de Mayo celebration and are partnering with a special guest this year to make your party even more epic. Here's Sheldon Boyer, Senior Marketing Director, Frito-Lay, with the details.
No Cinco de Mayo gathering would be complete without the delicious flavors of Tostitos, chips, and Sabra guacamole. Tostitos wants to help get you and your friends together to celebrate the holiday. That's why this year they're partnering with Lyft to help get you to and from the party safely.
How can you cash in on the partnership?
We're making it easier than ever for you and your friends to celebrate Cinco de Mayo this year. For a limited time, Tostitos and Sabra will provide Lyft ride credits for up to $10 off a ride on specially marked Tostitos bags and Sabra guacamole containers to help your friends get to and from their Cinco celebration safely.
Specially marked Tostitos and Sabra products are available on store shelves now. Start planning your celebration. Invite your friends and pick up your snacks today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the DJV show at facebook.com/DJV show. We have asked there for you to give us your best suggestions for, I'm looking at her picture. She really is fabulous. Her energy is so fabulous. Her face, her nose.
We're talking about a dog here, because you didn't say that yet.
No, we're talking about
tell people who you're talking about. Otherwise,
yeah,
they get
dog.
Creeped out like you're on yes. Tinder or something.
My new dog is pictured on this Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, and we're looking for names. So give us a suggestion, and we'll see if we're going to run through some of them in the next hour. 10 before this hour here on the DJV show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
53 and change after the hour now. Time for our weekly review of the hot hits in the world of technology. So Victoria has that job, and she does a great job going through the top five. We'll start at number five. These are the stories that Victoria thinks are the big ones that will affect you from this past week.
Well, the Sprint and T-Mobile merger was definitely a big story this week. And, of course, if you're a customer of T-Mobile or Sprint, the number one question on your mind is my bill going to go up? And both CEOs of T-Mobile and Sprint have said that the $26 billion merger between the two companies would not that's not going to increase your bill. But the reason that they eventually decided, these two CEOs do not like each other. They've been very public. They feuded on Twitter. They don't like each other on social media, but they have put all their differences aside because they say the country needs a 5G high-speed network, which is true.
They put their differences aside because they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. But they are correct. The country does need a high-speed 5G network. We have the technology. We just don't have it actually in place. And there's a lot of red tape for the reasons for that. But the truth is both of these CEOs have said we are so far behind China and South Korea, and they are correct in that. And so we have areas in rural America where you still can't get internet, and that's a huge problem. So yeah, they're both going to use this money. They have a $40 billion investment to build out a 5G network. It'll also create thousands of jobs. So far, thumbs up for the Sprint and T-Mobile merger.
All right, number four, Apple in the baddie zone this week.
Well, people were really expecting to have Apple lower prices on the iPhone, especially the iPhone X, which starts at $999. But apparently Apple beat the system again, and this week they announced that their earnings were more than expected, actually by a great deal. Their sales of the iPhones were they were not in a huge slump, which had been rumored. Wall Street kind of panicked. They lowered the value of Apple and all that. It was a mess. However, CEO Tim Cook said that since they split the iPhone iPhone lines with the first, which started with the iPhone 6 and then the 6 Plus. They've been doing that for each one. So there's a 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus. And they said actually that they have been selling, those models have been more popular than ever. So unfortunately, when they release new iPhones this September, they will not be cheaper.
All right. Facebook, getting into dating, Facebook has been the subject of a lot of scrutiny this week because of the silliness, I don't know if silly is the right way to put it, in there, trying to figure out what the real news is. So we get to that, but first let's dig around the new dating feature.
Yeah, Facebook made some big headlines this week announcing that they were getting into dating, and they have 200 million people who have marked themselves as single on Facebook. So, of course, Mark Zuckerberg says this is an untapped market, and it's another way of keeping people on the platform longer, which is something that Facebook is scrambling to do because they've lost a lot of trust in the consumer. And so people don't trust that Facebook is safe, and there's been a lot of controversy online. People are really skeptical about this new dating section. It will be a separate tool from your regular Facebook page. They say it'll have all kinds of privacy, that you know your friends won't know that you're using it for dating, but a lot of people are still very skeptical on this one.
So they just don't use it, right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you don't have to, but you know, it's
right.
It's a good idea in theory, but I don't know if it's going
to
work.
Yeah, well, they need all the help they can get to stay relevant. They become so big, and any burp or blip is going to cause people to go the other way. Twitter is the focus of the new number two item this week as we look at the Tech Talk review.
Yeah, bad news for Twitter. Twitter says all 336 million users need to change their passwords immediately. If you haven't already done this, get into your Twitter account and change your password. The reason is they have found an unprotected, they found a bug that basically has made your password no longer protected. And so it's an internal issue. They've been very transparent about it, so they do get some points for that because we're not in the time anymore where you can hide this kind of stuff on social media. So they didn't specify how many passwords were stored that in this one section that had the bug affect it. But just to be safe, change your password. It's the easiest thing to do.
Change your password. Word to the wise. Okay, number one, another Facebook focus.
Well, this one is really more specifically about Cambridge Analytica. That is the data consulting firm that, of course, that ended up selling 87 million Facebook users' data without their consent. This is a UK-based company. They have a lot of political clients. They sold information to the Trump campaign. They also, apparently, were very involved with the Brexit campaign in the UK. So now the big story this week is they have had so much bad publicity, they're filing for bankruptcy. They will go under, no longer in business, and they're shutting down all of their subsidiaries as well.
Is that a surprise? I don't know if that's
I don't know that people thought they were going to file for bankruptcy, but yeah, it's not good news.
See you later, alligator. 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.